Our guest of the cafe this morning is the manager of the Commerce Chamber of Commerce, Paul Voss. Good morning.
Good morning, John Mark. How are you today?
I'm doing fine, and you're just kind of getting down to critical time here for the Bodart Bash, huh?
Well, no kidding. You know, we started work on it last September, and it's now coming to fruition. We got less than 2 months to go, and we're trying to get all of our – we've got all our bands and entertainment ready. So we're just trying to, there's a lot of little final, last minute final things to do. We're moving the golf tournament to a week before this year. It's going to be on Friday the 20th. We're going to have two flights. Right now we've got about 12 or 13 teams. And if you have a team, you got six guys that want to come play. Doesn't have to be six, but we're asking for 6-man flights. It's going to be a lot of fun out at Sand Hills,
yeah.
We've getting a lot of really good response, and this year a lot of good sponsors, and we're hole in one for a car again, and we've been offered a real nice side by side, so if we, you know, we may have two vehicles for a hole in one, so it's going to be a lot of fun.
That's quite an incentive, I would think, and that's not out of the question. Somebody might knock a hole in one out there at Sand Hills. So that's a scramble format.
It is
that you have.
It is a scramble,
and so that'll be on September 20th, 1 week before the rest of the Bodart
right
Bash.
It puts a lot of pressure on us to do a golf tournament the morning of the first day. So it was a good deal when our board decided to do that, and it's going to be fun. It's going to be fun.
Bodart Bash has really become pretty darned important to commerce, hasn't it?
It really is. 33 years. I mean, you know, that's just think about it. There's not very many things that you can hang your hat on for 33 years, and it just keeps getting better every year. I mean, last year we had a little washout, you know, but when you're doing an outside event, you always have to deal with the weather. You always do. And it's the second time in our history we've had, it wasn't a complete rainout, but it was almost a complete rainout. When you have between 12 and 15,000 people come into your town, and you've got 140 to 170 vendors that come in, the opportunity, and it's free, and you know, and people can come and have a good time, and you can eat and drink and just really have a real good time. It's just a good, clean, friendly, family fun. You can go to the carnival. You can go buy a knife or something for Christmas, and it's right before Christmas, and it's just, you know, it just eludes small town USA, and we're so thankful to be involved in it and to be able to put it on for our community.
We're talking with Paul Voss, and Paul's the manager of Commerce Chamber of Commerce, and final plans in going into place now for the Bodart Bash September 27th and the 28th, with the golf tournament now on Friday, September 20th. You have some ribbon cuttings coming up. Commerce Dental and Orthodontics is opening. This will be next to the Goodwill store. I don't know what we call that shopping center out there, but
it's the shopping center at Brahms. It's where the old Walmart used to be.
Right. But that's Thursday, August 22nd. So Commerce Dental and Orthodontics.
Yes.
And this is an outfit that has offices in Grand Prairie.
Yes, sir.
In the Metroplex.
It's a husband and wife, and they're both dentists, and they're coming to Commerce. And we don't have an orthodontist here. And so they would really wanted to come in to Commerce, and they've looked at Commerce for the last year or so, and they decided to open a business here. So that's going to be on the 22nd at noon. And then the very next Thursday, the 29th, about 350 feet to the northeast of the Commerce Dental and Orthodontics, is the new Commerce Bistro is going to have their grand opening. They've had a soft opening, and they're trying to get their all their menu together and all that, but they're going to open that 29th at noon, and that's going to be a ribbon cutting for them.
And then one other ribbon cutting to mention, this is not until Monday, September 26th, but JBA Financial in downtown Commerce, and they have done a phenomenal job remodeling that building.
Oh, absolutely. Building. Sarah Alderman, just, you know, just that, and it's Thursday the 26th.
Oh, I'm sorry. Did I say?
You said Monday, but that's okay.
Thursday, September 26th.
Right, and that's going to be a noon ribbon cutting as well. And this is the day before the bash starts, and she's doing this on purpose. And so that's really good. I told her, I said, yeah, well, don't throw another something else on my plate for the day. But so, no, it's fine. They have done a remarkable job with that building, and they just that thing probably should have been put down, and they've put a lot of money into it, and it's beautiful. And anybody needs to go by and say hi to them, Kent and Sarah and Alvis Alderman and all that bunch. They are really, really a great asset for downtown Commerce.
And they're doing investment counseling and advising and all those kinds of services.
Absolutely.
Paul, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us.
Thank you very much, John Mark.
Paul Voss, manager of the Commerce Chamber of Commerce. You're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.